1 Samuel chapter 1 to chapter 2, verse 21. There was a man named Elkanah who lived in Ramah in the hill country of Ephraim. He was the son of Jeroham and grandson of Elihu from the family of Tohu and the clan of Zup. Elkanah had two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. Peninnah had children while Hannah did not. Each year, Elkanah and his family would travel to Shiloh to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at the tabernacle. The priests of the Lord at that time were two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas. On the day Elkanah presented his sacrifice, he would give portions of the sacrifice to Peninnah and each of her children. But he gave Hannah a special portion because he loved her very much, even though the Lord had given her no children. But Peninnah made fun of Hannah because the Lord had closed her womb. Year after year, it was the same. Peninnah would taunt Hannah as they went to the tabernacle. Hannah would finally be reduced to tears and would not even eat. "What's the matter, Hannah?" Elkanah would say. "Why aren't you eating? Why be so sad just because you have no children? You have me. Isn't that better than having 10 sons?" Once, when they were at Shiloh, Hannah went over to the tabernacle after supper to pray to the Lord. Eli the priest was sitting on his customary place beside the entrance. Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord. And she made this vow, "O Lord Almighty, if you will look down upon my sorrow and answer my prayer and give me a son, then I will give him back to you. He will be yours for his entire lifetime. And as a sign that he had been dedicated to the Lord, his hair will never be cut." As she was praying to the Lord, Eli watched her, seeing her lips moving but hearing no sound. He thought she had been drinking. "Must you come here drunk?" he demanded. "Throw away your wine." "Oh no, sir," she replied. "I'm not drunk, but I'm very sad, and I was pouring out my heart to the Lord. Please don't think I am a wicked woman, for I have been praying out of great anguish and sorrow." "In that case," Eli said, "cheer up. May the God of Israel grant the request you have asked of him." "Oh, thank you, sir, thank you," she exclaimed. Then she went back and began to eat again, and she was no longer sad. The entire family got up early the next morning and went to worship the Lord once more. Then they returned home to Ramah. When Elkanah slept with Hannah, the Lord remembered her request, and in due time she gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, "I asked the Lord for him." The next year, Elkanah, Peninnah, and their children went on their annual trip to offer a sacrifice to the Lord. But Hannah did not go. She told her husband, "Wait until the baby is weaned, then I will take him to the tabernacle and leave him there with the Lord permanently." "Whatever you think is best," Elkanah agreed. "Stay here for now, and may the Lord help you keep your promise." So she stayed home and nursed the baby. When the child was weaned, Hannah took him to the tabernacle in Shiloh. They brought along a 3-year-old bull for the sacrifice and half a bushel of flour and some wine. After the sacrificing the bull, they took the child to Eli. "Sir, do you remember me?" Hannah asked. "I am the woman who stood here several years ago praying to the Lord. I asked the Lord to give me this child, and he has given me my request. Now I am giving him to the Lord, and he will belong to the Lord his whole life, and they worshiped the Lord there. Then Hannah prayed, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. Oh, how the Lord has blessed me. Now I have an answer for my enemies, as I delight in your deliverance. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proudly and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. The Lord is a God who knows your deeds, and he will judge you for what you have done. Those who were mighty are mighty no more, and those who were weak are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The barren woman now has 7 children, but the woman with many children will have no more. The Lord brings both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes one poor and another rich. He brings one down and lifts another up. He lifts the poor from the dust, yes, from a pile of ashes. He treats them like princes, placing them in the seat of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his godly ones, but the wicked will perish in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be broken. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives mighty strength to his king. He increases the might of his anointed one." Then Elkanah and Hannah returned home to Ramah without Samuel. And the boy became the Lord's helper, for he assisted Eli the priest. Now the sons of Eli were scoundrels who had no respect for the Lord or for their duties as priests. When everyone offered a sacrifice, Eli's sons would send over a servant with a 3-pronged fork. While the meat of the sacrificed animal was still boiling, the servant would stick the fork into the pot and demand that whatever it brought up be given to Eli's sons. All the Israelites who come to worship at Shiloh were treated this way. Sometimes the servant would come even before the animal fat had been burned on the altar. He would demand raw meat before it had been boiled so that it could be used for roasting. The man offering the sacrifice might reply, "Take as much as you want, but the fat first must be burned." Then the servants would demand, "No, give it to me now, or I'll take it by force." So the sin of these young men was very serious in the Lord's sight, for they treated the Lord's offering with contempt. Now Samuel, though only a boy, was the Lord's helper. He wore a linen tunic just like that of a priest. Each year his mother made a small coat for him and brought it to him when she came with her husband to the sacrifice. Before they returned home, Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord give you other children to take place of this one she gave to the Lord." And the Lord gave Hannah 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord. Note, what a reward, huh? Give something to the Lord. And she gave him 3 mighty sons that would help around the house and when they got old, and 2 women that would bring more grandchildren to them for the joy of the Lord. It's really interesting, the passage right here. Oh, I think it's been over 15, 20 years. I had a lot of scripture in the wall. I would just write it down on a 5x11, whatever card, 8x11 computer paper and paste it on my wall. And when I would have Bible study, somebody took note and wrote them all down and they organized them and they put them on a plastic poster board for me. They put them on computer. And I have them to this day. And I don't know where they got this one, but they put this one here. about the fat must be burned first. Take as much as you want, but the fat must be burned. Amen. So it tells me that that's a great scripture for physical fitness, for taking some fat off, that I must sweat. I must exercise to sweat. I must get the pores going in order to boil that fat out of me. And my body could be roasting. God has given us the best bodies that we have in the whole wide world. And to give honor to the Lord is to give honor to what he made. He made us in his glory and his honor. Taking care of ourselves, or speaking well of ourselves, or remembering how much the Lord loves us and cares for us and sacrificed for us. Literally, he puts us on his shoulder and he parades us around like his favorite pet. I mean, he just loves us. Like if you had a bird on his shoulder and you can just feel his love. That's our objective, folks, to get closer to his love. And this love is forever. More and more of his love. Amen. Let's talk a little bit about Hannah's prayer. My heart rejoices in the Lord and how the Lord has blessed me. Now I have an answer for my enemies as I delight in your deliverance. Amazing that the enemies of God are unseen spiritual forces wanting us to throw in the towel. We keep singing with every circumstance, every blow he throws at us, every obstacle. We keep singing and praising the Lord and saying, this too shall pass. Easy does it. But for the grace of God, there go I. Just keep praising the Lord. I say, thank you, devil. You just reminded me to praise the Lord. Thank you for that evil thought that just came into my head. You just reminded me to praise the Lord and thank you for the thought. If it wasn't for the thought, I would not be acknowledging the Lord. Amen. Till he gets tired of throwing things at me because I run after him and make him cry. Make the devil cry. And then she goes on to say, no one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Amen. It would behoove us so we can stop being bombastic and memorize these verses, 1 and 2. Amen. And then I like this one. I was talking to a young man, actually texting, and I can tell he started drinking again because he says, I tell him, yeah, I'm a misfit. I missed it. And he doesn't like that. And it takes us back. No, you got to be proud and everything. And I can tell he's drinking again. And he lives far away. But I told him, I send him that scripture. No one is holy, not one. Not all have gone astray. It's in Psalms. It's in Romans 3 something. It's definitely a principle that, okay, well, if you think that you're so holy, it means I thank God I'm a misfit. I tell him, I thank God I am missing it and trying over and over again to hit one over the fence. Amen. All I'm saying is that I'm not God. He's God. And if he says there's no one righteous, I certainly have a right to say, I thank God I'm a misfit. When I said, I thank God I'm a misfit, I thank God I'm trying to hit one over the fence. I thank God I'm trying to hit a bullseye. I thank God I'm trying to be accurate in prayer. If we were accurate in prayer from the beginning of our childhood to now, of always done what our consciousness has told us to do, but we went opposite. Consciousness said, don't steal that. Don't look at that. Don't drink that. If you drink that, you're going to go crazy for the rest of your life. Amen. Respect your mother and father. Hold your temper. All these things that we violated, we're misfits. I always thought there was something wrong with my brain. I was a good mechanic in my 20s. I said, if I can open up this brain, I can fix it. Let's keep praying. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. The Lord is a God who knows your deeds, and he will judge you for what you have done. Ooh. Those who were mighty are mighty no more, and those who were weak are now strong. Those who were fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The barren woman now has 7 children, but the woman with many children will have no more. The Lord brings both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes one poor and another rich. He brings one down and lifts another up. He lifts the poor from the dust. Yes, from the pile of ashes. He treats them like princes, placing them in the seat of honor. Right there, folks. You got to stop beating yourself up and say you're just a lowly sinner. Honor and glory. There's so much of his grace that he made us with that. We got to polish this up. Thank you, God, for loving me so much. Thank you, God. This scripture has really happened to me. That poor from the dust, yes, from the pile of ashes. I remember as a young boy, we were so poor that I would walk through the neighborhood and the more affluent families, and they would burn their trashes. They would burn. They have metal cans, like 40 gallon metal cans there, maybe 30 gallons metal. But they would burn the trash in there, and I knew that under the bottom, where all the broken glass inside the trash can was, coins. I flip it over, bang it on the ground, and very carefully put all the glass back into the can with my hand, with faith. I remember, just have faith and have love. The glass is not going to cut you. Yeah, it would sting here and there and poke me now and then. But I would get the glass, throw the glass back in the trash and clean it up a bit. And get all the Buffalo nickels, the old Liberty dimes and pennies and stuff, and the wheat pennies. I mean, this was the early 60s, 1959, 58. That I was scrounging for coins, and my fate produced the coins. I don't know where I got that thought, but. And now he lifts the poor from the dust, yes, from the pile of ashes. He treats them like princes, placing them in seat of honor. I mean, I've gone to on a free trip to Washington, D.C. It was very honorable to go over there and go through the museums and have a dream that Jesus has had me on his shoulder. That Jesus was 12 years old, long hair with his robe, and we were walking. He had me on his shoulder. I was sitting down like the size of a parakeet. And he was so excited as a 12-year-old boy to have a parrot or a parakeet, a bird, sitting on his shoulder. And he was running around showing it to everybody. That's his excitement, his enthusiasm, his love. And it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. Boy, it's this lovely world. When we're born again, it's fun, folks. Even with all these circumstances. We just thank God and keep saying good words. Let's keep putting good words in the hopper and letting good words come out on the other side, a good life. The words do what they say they're going to do. All we got to do is repeat them. Let's memorize Hannah's prayer. All right, get your phones ready or whatever your apparatus, and let's go ahead and record this or write it down, and let's memorize it or put it up on the wall. Hannah's prayer, let's put it up on the wall, put it in our bathroom. And let's do this for the month of May, for whatever's left over. It's still 20 days left, folks. We can do this. We can put it to memory and get what it says. Isn't that awesome? Awesome. We can get what it says because the enemies are lurking to knock us down, and we're going to fight them with the word of God. We're going to go at them. Say, come here, you. You mess with me, you mess with the Lord. You mess with the Lord God in heavens. I am a child of the Most High. Now, where is Hannah's prayer? Amen. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for hanging in there. Thank you so much, everyone, for hanging in there with me. Hallelujah. I know I go over. Here we go. Here's the prayer again. Hannah's prayer. Repeat it after me, please. Let's get it down into your heart and get your phone, your apparatus, and record this portion in your phone so you can repeat it over and over again. Then Hannah prayed, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. Oh, how the Lord has blessed me. Now I have an answer for my enemies. As I delight in your deliverance. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. The Lord is a God who knows your deeds. And he will judge you for what you have done. Those who were mighty are mighty no more. And those who were weak are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving. And those who were starving are now full. The barren woman now has 7 children. But the woman with many children will have no more. The Lord brings both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes one poor and another rich. He brings one down and lifts another. He lifts the poor from the dust, yes, from the pile of ashes. He treats them like princes, placing them in the seat of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his godly ones, but the wicked will perish in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be broken. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives mighty strength to his king. He increases the might of his anointed one. Amen and amen. Okay, be sure to repeat it, put it on your apparatus, and read it. You might be able to duplicate it over and over again with today's standards and have it playing for at least 10 minutes. You can repeat it. Especially when I walk, I can easily tap into my subconscious mind and lodge it in there and memorize it. Amen. We have work to do, folks. We got 20 days, the rest of May. Let's memorize the prayer of Hannah, please. Thank you so much for coming out here today's podcast. I love you. If no one told you they love you, I love you. Love your smile. Love your tenacity. You're a great, attentive audience. And let me bless you. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Amen. Be established in the words of God forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen and amen. All power and glory and honor unto the Father, the Almighty, King of kings and Lord of lords. Thank you, Father, for this time we have together. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen and amen. Recovery Bible talks about Elkanah and his family on 1 Samuel chapter 1. It says, in these verses, Hannah breathed a beautiful prayer through her tears. She admitted her helplessness and acknowledged her need of a power greater than herself. In faith, she not only committed her infertility to God, but she also vowed to surrender to God's service the son he might give her. All of us must realize that without God's intervention, we are helpless to overcome any of the problems or dependencies we might have. Learning, to give up control and wholly depend upon God is a step we all need to take. Leaning on the Father, I always say, let's lean on the Father for peace, joy, and answers, and action, and results. Leaning on the Father. Every time we become a difficult, let's hold our anger, our disappointments, and let us lean on the Father. Tell the people, I am leaning on the Father. I am leaning on the Father. Hannah's prayer was misunderstood by Eli the priest, who assumed she was drunk. In reality, she was taking a vital step towards recovery by admitting her helplessness and committing her infertility to God. Hannah persevered despite the criticism she received from the other wife. Eli soon recognized Hannah's integrity and encouraged her in her prayer. No matter what discouragement we may face in recovery, we must persevere. God will support us even if the people around us do not. That's why we tell God, I thank you, God, I missed it. I thank you, God, I'm a misfit. I messed up. This way, we get the love of the Father. We lean on him, and it becomes a reward instead of us condemning ourselves and playing God all over again and keeping us in that destructive loop of misery, of self-abasement, and all that junk, low self-esteem, shame. Thank God. Note, Hannah's prayer of rejoicing. My heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. She praised the one responsible for her deliverance, God himself. He had delivered her from the trauma of infertility and gave her a son. After Sinai gave Samuel into God's service, he blessed her with other children. Obedience was certainly difficult, even painful, but it was for the good of Hannah and Samuel, and ultimately for the good of all Israel. Obedience to God, as painful as it might be at times, will ultimately bring us joy. It will also bring blessings to the people close to us. Thanking God for our problems is courage, folks. It is not defeat. It's, let me try this again. Thank you, God. I'm in the hands of love. Does that make sense? I fall in the hands of love. Thank you, God. I'm a misfit. Let's go at it again, folks. God has provided for our recovery, restoration, and pleasantness by giving us the ultimate sacrifice on our behalf, his son, Jesus Christ. If we treat Christ with contempt by refusing to follow his recovery program, for instance, turning things over, taking communion, reading the Bible, praying, giving people the benefit of the doubt, because we don't know it all, we are as guilty as others, especially like Eli's sons who did not respect the Lord. Let us show proper respect for the compassion, love, and power that God has shown to us through his son, Jesus Christ. Let us wholeheartedly embrace his provisions for our healing. And how do we do that? By leaning on the Father and thanking him when we mess up. Best thing we can do is go to the Father. Father, I thank you, I'm a misfit. And he'll hold us in his arms. You know, all we're doing is being honest, folks. Life is a series of mishaps. And how many people have not forgiven themselves and taken their lives? Or taken their limbs out, or their teeth, or their eye, or thrown away a family because they couldn't have give them the benefit of the doubt, love and tolerance. God will fix it, he said. God will make it right. Amen. Let us thank God. Let's go out there and give them heaven family. Hannah's prayer. Repeat after me. My heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now I have an answer for my enemies. I rejoice because you rescue me. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. The bow of the mighty is now broken, and those who stumble are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The childless woman now has 7 children, and the woman with many children wastes away. The Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his faithful ones, but the wicked will disappear in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be shattered. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives power to his king. He increases the strength of his anointed one. Amen. First Samuel chapter 1 to chapter 2, verse 21. There was a man named Elkanah who lived in Ramah in the hill country of Ephraim. He was the son of Jeroham and grandson of Elihu from the family of Tohu and the clan of Zup. Elkanah had 2 wives, Hannah and Peninnah. Peninnah had children while Hannah did not. Each year, Elkanah and his family would travel to Shiloh to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at the tabernacle. The priests of the Lord at that time were 2 sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas. On the day Elkanah presented his sacrifice, he would give portions of the sacrifice to Peninnah and each of her children. But he gave Hannah a special portion because he loved her very much, even though the Lord had given her no children. But Peninnah made fun of Hannah because the Lord had closed her womb. Year after year, it was the same. Peninnah would taunt Hannah as they went to the tabernacle. Hannah would finally be reduced to tears and would not even eat. "What's the matter, Hannah?" Elkanah would say. "Why aren't you eating? Why be so sad just because you have no children? You have me. Isn't that better than having 10 sons?" Once, when they were at Shiloh, Hannah went over to the tabernacle after supper to pray to the Lord. Eli the priest was sitting on his customary place beside the entrance. Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord. And she made this vow, "O Lord Almighty, if you will look down upon my sorrow and answer my prayer and give me a son, then I will give him back to you. He will be yours for his entire lifetime. And as a sign that he has been dedicated to the Lord, his hair will never be cut." As she was praying to the Lord, Eli watched her, seeing her lips moving but hearing no sound. He thought she had been drinking. "Must you come here drunk?" he demanded. "Throw away your wine." "Oh no, sir," she replied. "I'm not drunk, but I'm very sad, and I was pouring out my heart to the Lord. Please don't think I am a wicked woman, for I have been praying out of great anguish and sorrow." "In that case," Eli said, "cheer up. May the God of Israel grant the request you have asked of him." "Oh, thank you, sir, thank you," she exclaimed. Then she went back and began to eat again, and she was no longer sad. The entire family got up early the next morning and went to worship the Lord once more. Then they returned home to Ramah. When Elkanah slept with Hannah, the Lord remembered her request, and in due time she gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, "I asked the Lord for him." The next year, Elkanah, Penina, and their children went on their annual trip to offer a sacrifice to the Lord. But Hannah did not go. She told her husband, "Wait until the baby is weaned. Then I will take him to the tabernacle and leave him there with the Lord permanently." "Whatever you think is best," Elkanah agreed. "Stay here for now, and may the Lord help you keep your promise." So she stayed home and nursed the baby. When the child was weaned, Hannah took him to the tabernacle in Shiloh. They brought along a 3-year-old bull for the sacrifice and half a bushel of flour and some wine. After the sacrificing the bull, they took the child to Eli. "Sir, do you remember me?" Hannah asked. "I am the woman who stood here several years ago praying to the Lord. I asked the Lord to give me this child, and he has given me my request. Now I am giving him to the Lord, and he will belong to the Lord his whole life." And they worshiped the Lord there. Then Hannah prayed, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. Oh, how the Lord has blessed me. Now I have an answer for my enemies as I delight in your deliverance. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proudly and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. The Lord is a God who knows your deeds, and he will judge you for what you have done. Those who were mighty are mighty no more, and those who were weak are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The barren woman now has 7 children, but the woman with many children will have no more. The Lord brings both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes one poor and another rich. He brings one down and lifts another up. He lifts the poor from the dust, yes, from a pile of ashes. He treats them like princes, placing them in the seat of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his godly ones, but the wicked will perish in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be broken. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives mighty strength to his king. He increases the might of his anointed one. Then Elkanah and Hannah returned home to Ramah without Samuel. And the boy became the Lord's helper, for he assisted Eli the priest. Now the sons of Eli were scoundrels who had no respect for the Lord or for their duties as priests. When everyone offered a sacrifice, Eli's son was sent over a servant with a three-pronged fork. While the meat of the sacrificed animal was still boiling, the servant would stick the fork into the pot and demand that whatever it brought up be given to Eli's sons. All the Israelites who come to worship at Shiloh were treated this way. Sometimes the servant would come even before the animal fat had been burned on the altar. He would demand raw meat before it had been boiled so that it could be used for roasting. The man offering the sacrifice might reply, "Take as much as you want, but the fat first must be burned." Then the servants would demand, "No, give it to me now, or I'll take it by force." So the sin of these young men was very serious in the Lord's sight, for they treated the Lord's offering with contempt. Now Samuel, though only a boy, was the Lord's helper. He wore a linen tunic just like that of a priest. Each year his mother made a small coat for him and brought it to him when she came with her husband to the sacrifice. Before they returned home, Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord give you other children to take place of this one she gave to the Lord." And the Lord gave Hannah three sons and two daughters. Meanwhile, Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord. Note, what a reward, huh? Give something to the Lord. And she gave him three mighty sons that would help around the house and when they got old, and two women that would bring more grandchildren to them for the joy of the Lord. It's really interesting, the passage right here. Oh, I think it's been over 15, 20 years. I had a lot of scripture in the wall. I would just write it down on a 5x11 or whatever card, 8x11 computer paper and paste it on my wall. And when I would have Bible study, somebody took note and wrote them all down and they organized them and they put them on a plastic poster board for me. They put them on computer. And I have them to this day. And I don't know where they got this one, but they put this one here about the fat must be burned first. Take as much as you want, but the fat must be burned. Amen. So it tells me that that's a great scripture for physical fitness, for taking some fat off, that I must sweat. I must exercise to sweat. I must get the pores going in order to boil that fat out of me, and my body could be roasting. God has given us the best bodies that we have in the whole wide world, and to give honor to the Lord is to give honor to what he made. He made us in his glory and his honor. Taking care of ourselves, or speaking well of ourselves, or remembering how much the Lord loves us and cares for us and sacrificed for us. Literally, he puts us on his shoulder and he parades us around like his favorite pet. I mean, he just loves us. Like if you had a bird on his shoulder and you can just feel his love. That's our objective, folks, to get closer to his love. And this love is forever. More and more of his love. Amen. Let's talk a little bit about Hannah's prayer. My heart rejoices in the Lord and how the Lord has blessed me. Now I have an answer for my enemies as I delight in your deliverance. Amazing that the enemies of God are unseen spiritual forces wanting us to throw in the towel. We keep singing with every circumstance, every blow he throws at us, every obstacle. We keep singing and praising the Lord and saying, "This too shall pass. Easy does it. But for the grace of God, there go I. Just keep praising the Lord. I say, thank you, devil. You just reminded me to praise the Lord. Thank you for that evil thought that just came into my head. You just reminded me to praise the Lord and thank you for the thought. If it wasn't for the thought, I would not be acknowledging the Lord. Amen. Till he gets tired of throwing things at me, because I run after him and make him cry, make the devil cry. And then she goes on to say, no one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Amen. It would behoove us, so we can stop being bombastic and memorize these verses, 1 and 2. Amen. And then I like this one. I was talking to a young man, actually texting, and I can tell he started drinking again because he says, I tell him, yeah, I'm a misfit. I missed it. And he doesn't like that. And it takes it back. No, you got to be proud and everything. I can tell he's drinking again, and he lives far away. But I told him, I send him that scripture, no one is holy, not one. Not all have gone astray. It's in Psalms, it's in Romans 3 something. It's definitely a principle that, okay, well, if you think that you're so holy, it means, I thank God I'm a misfit. I tell them, I thank God I am missing it and trying over and over again to hit one over the fence. Amen. All I'm saying is that I'm not God. He's God. And if he says there's no one righteous, I certainly have a right to say, I thank God I'm a misfit. When I said I thank God I'm a misfit, I thank God I'm trying to hit one over the fence. I thank God I'm trying to hit a bullseye. I thank God I'm trying to be accurate in prayer. If we were accurate in prayer from the beginning of our childhood to now, of always done what our consciousness has told us to do, but we went opposite. Consciousness said, don't steal that. Don't look at that. Don't drink that. If you drink that, you're going to go crazy for the rest of your life. Amen. Respect your mother and father. Hold your temper. All these things that we violated, we're misfits. I always thought there was something wrong with my brain. I was a good mechanic in my 20s. I said, if I can open up this brain, I can fix it. Let's keep praying. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. The Lord is a God who knows your deeds, and he will judge you for what you have done. Those who were mighty are mighty no more, and those who were weak are now strong. Those who were fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The barren woman now has 7 children, but the woman with many children will have no more. The Lord brings both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes one poor and another rich. He brings one down and lifts another up. He lifts the poor from the dust. Yes, from the pile of ashes. He treats them like princes, placing them in the seat of honor. Right there, folks. You got to stop beating yourself up and saying you're just a lowly sinner. Honor and glory. There's so much of his grace that he made us with that. We got to polish this up. Thank you, God, for loving me so much. Thank you, God. This scripture has really happened to me. That poor from the dust. Yes, from the pile of ashes. I remember as a young boy, we were so poor that I would walk through the neighborhood and the more affluent families. And they would burn their trashes. They would burn. They have metal cans like 40-gallon metal cans there, maybe 30 gallons metal. But they would burn the trash in there. And I knew that under the bottom where all the broken glass inside the trash can was coins. I flip it over, bang it on the ground, and very carefully put all the glass back into the can with my hand with faith. I remember, just have faith and have love. The glass is not going to cut you. Yeah, it would sting here and there and poke me now and then. But I would get the glass, throw the glass back in the trash and clean it up a bit. And get all the Buffalo nickels, the old Liberty dimes and pennies and stuff, the wheat pennies. I mean, this was this early 60s, 1959, 58, that I was scrounging for coins. And my fate produced the coins. I don't know where I got that thought, but. And now he lifts the poor from the dust, yes, from the pile of ashes. He treats them like princes, placing them in seat of honor. I mean, I've gone to on a free trip to Washington, D.C. It was very honorable to go over there and go through the museums and have a dream that Jesus has had me on his shoulder. That Jesus was 12 years old, long hair with his robe, and we were walking. He had me on his shoulder. I was sitting down like the size of a parakeet. And he was so excited as a 12-year-old boy to have a parrot or a parakeet, a bird, sitting on his shoulder. And he was running around showing it to everybody. That's his excitement, his enthusiasm, his love. And it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. Boy, it's this lovely world. When we're born again, it's fun, folks. Even with all these circumstances. We just thank God and keep saying good words. Let's keep putting good words in the hopper and letting good words come out on the other side, a good life. The words do what they say they're going to do. All we got to do is repeat them. Let's memorize Hannah's prayer. All right, get your phones ready or whatever your apparatus, and let's go ahead and record this or write it down and let's memorize it or put it up on the wall. Hannah's prayer, let's put it up on the wall, put it in our bathroom. And let's do this for the month of May, for whatever's left over. Still 20 days left, folks. We can do this. We can put it to memory and get what it says. Isn't that awesome? Awesome. We can get what it says because the enemies are lurking to knock us down, and we're going to fight them with the word of God. We're going to go at them. Say, come here, you. You mess with me, you mess with the Lord. You mess with the Lord God in the heavens. I am a child of the Most High. Now, where is Hannah's prayer? Amen. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for hanging in there. Thank you so much, everyone, for hanging in there with me. Hallelujah. I know I go over. Here we go. Here's the prayer again. Hannah's prayer. Repeat it after me, please. Let's get it down into your heart. And get your phone, your apparatus, and record this portion in your phone so you can repeat it over and over again. Then Hannah prayed, my heart rejoices in the Lord. Oh, how the Lord has blessed me. Now I have an answer for my enemies. As I delight in your deliverance. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. The Lord is a God who knows your deeds. And he will judge you for what you have done. Those who were mighty are mighty no more. And those who were weak are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving. And those who were starving are now full. The barren woman now has 7 children. But the woman with many children will have no more. The Lord brings both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes one poor and another rich. He brings one down and lifts another. He lifts the poor from the dust, yes, from the pile of ashes. He treats them like princes, placing them in the seat of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his godly ones, but the wicked will perish in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be broken. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives mighty strength to his king. He increases the might of his anointed one. Amen and amen. Okay, be sure to repeat it. Put it on your apparatus and read it. You might be able to duplicate it over and over again with today's standards and have it playing for at least 10 minutes. You can repeat it. Especially when I walk, I can easily tap into my subconscious mind and lodge it in there and memorize it. Amen. We have work to do, folks. We got 20 days, the rest of May. Let's memorize the prayer of Hannah, please. Thank you so much for coming out here today's podcast. I love you. If no one told you they love you, I love you. Love your smile. Love your tenacity. You're a great, attentive audience. And let me bless you. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Amen. Be established in the words of God forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen and amen. All power and glory and honor unto the Father, the Almighty, King of kings and Lord of lords. Thank you, Father, for this time we have together. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Hannah's prayer. Repeat after me. My heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now I have an answer for my enemies. I rejoice because you rescued me. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. The bow of the mighty is now broken, and those who stumble are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving. And those who are starving are now full. The childless woman now has 7 children. And the woman with many children wastes away. The Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his faithful ones, but the wicked will disappear in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be shattered. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives power to his king. He increases the strength of his anointed one. Amen. Hannah's prayer. Repeat after me. My heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now I have an answer for my enemies. I rejoice because you rescued me. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. The bow of the mighty is now broken, and those who stumble are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The childless woman now has seven children, and the woman with many children wastes away. The Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his faithful ones, but the wicked will disappear in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be shattered. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives power to his king. He increases the strength of his anointed one. Amen. Hannah's prayer. Repeat after me. My heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now I have an answer for my enemies. I rejoice because you rescued me. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. The bow of the mighty is now broken, and those who stumble are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The childless woman now has seven children, and the woman with many children waste away. The Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his faithful ones, but the wicked will disappear in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be shattered. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives power to his king. He increases the strength of his anointed one. Amen. Hannah's prayer. Repeat after me. My heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now I have an answer for my enemies. I rejoice because you rescued me. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. The bow of the mighty is now broken, and those who stumble are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The childless woman now has seven children, and the woman with many children wastes away. The Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his faithful ones, but the wicked will disappear in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be shattered. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives power to his king. He increases the strength of his anointed one. Amen. Hannah's prayer. Repeat after me. My heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now I have an answer for my enemies. I rejoice because you rescued me. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance, for the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. The bow of the mighty is now broken, and those who stumble are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The childless woman now has 7 children, and the woman with many children wastes away. The Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his faithful ones, but the wicked will disappear in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be shattered. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives power to his king. He increases the strength of his anointed one. Amen. Hannah's prayer. Repeat after me. My heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now I have an answer for my enemies. I rejoice because you rescued me. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. The bow of the mighty is now broken, and those who stumble are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The childless woman now has 7 children, and the woman with many children wastes away. The Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his faithful ones, but the wicked will disappear in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be shattered. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives power to his king. He increases the strength of his anointed one. Amen. Hannah's prayer. Repeat after me. My heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now I have an answer for my enemies. I rejoice because you rescued me. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. The bow of the mighty is now broken, and those who stumble are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The childless woman now has 7 children, and the woman with many children wastes away. The Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his faithful ones, but the wicked will disappear in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be shattered. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives power to his king. He increases the strength of his anointed one. Amen. Hannah's prayer. Repeat after me. My heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now I have an answer for my enemies. I rejoice because you rescued me. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. The bow of the mighty is now broken, and those who stumble are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The childless woman now has 7 children, and the woman with many children wastes away. The Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his faithful ones, but the wicked will disappear in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be shattered. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives power to his king. He increases the strength of his anointed one. Amen. Hannah's prayer. Repeat after me. My heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now I have an answer for my enemies. I rejoice because you rescued me. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. The bow of the mighty is now broken, and those who stumble are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The childless woman now has 7 children, and the woman with many children wastes away. The Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his faithful ones, but the wicked will disappear in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be shattered. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives power to his king. He increases the strength of his anointed one. Amen. Hannah's prayer. Repeat after me. My heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now I have an answer for my enemies. I rejoice because you rescued me. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. The bow of the mighty is now broken, and those who stumble are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The childless woman now has 7 children, and the woman with many children wastes away. The Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his faithful ones, but the wicked will disappear in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be shattered. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives power to his king. He increases the strength of his anointed one. Amen. Hannah's prayer. Repeat after me. My heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now I have an answer for my enemies. I rejoice because you rescued me. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. The bow of the mighty is now broken, and those who stumble are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The childless woman now has 7 children, and the woman with many children wastes away. The Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his faithful ones, but the wicked will disappear in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be shattered. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives power to his king. He increases the strength of his anointed one. Amen.